Thank you for joining me for today's She Word. My name is Alicia Ramsey, and I am the host of the She Words podcast. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. I'm glad you tuned in today. Now let's jump into our first topic. This is season two. I hope you listened to our first episode of season two, where we talked about building your self-esteem. If you haven't done that, make sure you go back and listen to that episode. If this is your first time joining the She Words podcast, go back and binge listen season one. There were some great topics that we had in season one, and I am looking forward to continuously growing in the podcast. My name is Alicia Ramsey, as I shared in the intro, and I'm the host of the She Words podcast. I am a leadership coach. I am a spiritual advisor. I'm an educator. I'm a mentor, a mother, and a wife. I've been married for 26 years. I am not perfect. I am doing my best to elevate in things that I do and how they do them. I'm currently finishing up my doctorate in strategic leadership at Regent University. I'm working on my final manuscript, and I'm looking forward to growing in my education, as I hope you are as well. Now, for this episode of the She Words podcast, we're going to continue talking about the topic of building your self-esteem. I would call this part two. I shared a lot of valuable information in part one. I will encourage you that if you did not listen to part one, go back and listen to part one, because that will be important as we evolve in this topic. Building your self-esteem, part two. Now, if you are in your 20s and you're listening to me, or you are in your 30s, you have social media as a part of your maturing, as a part of you educating yourself. When I was growing up, we did not have social media. There are a lot of things that many of you learn through Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, even Snapchat. Instead of reading books, you may listen to audiobooks. Instead of you picking up a magazine or a newspaper, heaven forbid you can find a newspaper, you go online and you read an article online. So there are many different ways for us to educate ourselves or to learn about different topics. Now, podcasts is another way that you can elevate yourself, inspire yourself, motivate yourself to learn something new. I would place this subject under the category of self-help, self-learning. No matter how old you are, you can always learn how to improve in different areas of your life. So building your self-esteem, part two, is our topic for today. Remember, if you want to connect with us on social media, you can go to the Facebook She Words page. If you want to connect with me on Instagram, I am Lady Ramsey on Instagram. In addition, you can go to our website, AliciaRamsey.com, AliciaRamsey.com. And you can watch all of the podcasts. You can connect to my social network there. You can send me emails. There's so many things you can do. Just check out the website. I also have blogs on there with information that will help you grow as well. Today's topic, building self-esteem. Now, what is self-esteem? I said this in our first episode together, that self-esteem is the way you look at yourself. It is a personal evaluation in which you assign to yourself great, little, or no worth. In other words, it is a matter of whether you like yourself or not. Some people say they have high self-esteem, which is phenomenal. And remember, that doesn't mean you're egotistical or prideful. It means that you're confident, outgoing, and you are well able to meet life's every challenge. Now, if you suffer from low self-esteem, or you have a family member, friend, or a child, or your spouse may suffer from low self-esteem, that means that you suffer from acute guilt, fear, and inadequacy. This feeling is so deeply embedded that most obvious facts cannot be shaken from your inner self-loathing. I shared the classic example of how teenagers go through difficulty understanding their self-esteem. I want you to really take the time to listen closely and understand that you can have low self-esteem and still function every day. Go to work, take care of your family, take care of yourself, build your business. But low self-esteem can affect your relationships. It can affect your parenting. It specifically can affect your ability to date comfortably. If you are single and you want to be in a relationship, a positive relationship, if you want to date it is important for you to know your self-worth. A healthy dose of self-esteem is critically important to the welfare of individuals and society. What would the world be like if we had a world full of people with low self-esteem? Just imagine that. It is important for Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever religious belief you have. It is important for you to understand who you are, how you are made, what your purpose is, and why you are here. As a Christian, I believe that I'm made in the image of God. The Bible says in James 3:9, man is inherently dignified and lovable because he is made in the likeness and image of God. I am not God. As Christians, we're not saying we're God. We're made in his image. You know, you think about when you have children and they share your DNA. They may look like the father. They may look like the mother. They have the image of the parent, but they are not identical to the parent. They're a total separate individual. So as Christians, we believe that we are made in the image of God. Peter 1:18-19 says this, man is infinitively valuable because of the price paid for his redemption. Look it up, 1 Peter 18-19. I did not come to preach to you a sermon in this podcast today, but what I wanted to do was give you information on how you can continue to grow your self-love, how you continue to evolve, mature, understand exactly who you are and how you were made. As Christians, we know that Jesus Christ was perfect. We're not perfect, but we are perfecting different areas of our life that are not in the best shape. And one of those areas may be how we look at ourselves. As I said in the first episode of the podcast, so many things can affect your self-esteem. I was boy crazy when I was in middle school. That's why I can't really get mad at my daughter or different young people that I spend time with at church, because I was crazy in love. You know, like Beyonce said, I was crazy in love. Crazy in love. At least I thought I was in love. I was in like. Or let's say it like this. I was in heat. But I wanted the attention of a young man. And now that I look back as an adult, I understand that I wanted that attention because I was not getting that attention from my father. He was not in the home during those teenage years. He and my mother were no longer together. He was still in my life. I had a relationship with him. But I was so caught up in wanting acceptance that that was my main focus. It hindered my academics. It hindered my friendships. It hindered so many things around me because I just wanted that acceptance. I wanted someone to like me, love me, care for me. Look at your child. Look at your niece, your nephew, your mentee, someone close to you, a young teenage girl. Do you see yourself in that young lady? Were you like that as a teenager? Young man, were you like that as a teenager, that you had to be in a relationship? You had to have a girl like you. You had to be accepted. You may have participated in smoking marijuana to be accepted. You may have participated in underage drinking to be accepted. Maybe you didn't even like basketball or football, but you wanted to be a part of a team to feel liked. You may be an only child. If you're an only child, you deal with different things. I have 3 siblings. I don't know what it's like to not have other people in the house to talk to hang out with. When I was younger, I always had that. You may be saying to yourself, my self-esteem has been affected because of the way I was raised. There are things that I was missing in my household. And you have to be honest with yourself. And you have to say to yourself, I need help. I need support. I need encouragement on how to improve my self-esteem due to some things that I went through as a child. It's okay. Everybody needs help. I say it all the time in the podcast. It's okay to not be okay. It is okay to not be okay. Remember, if you want to connect to us, you can go to AliciaRamsey.com. You can go to the She Words Facebook page. Put your comments in the thread. You can message me to let me know if you have a question or something you want to talk about. We're talking about battling low self-esteem. Low self-esteem, again, is when someone lacks confidence about who they are and what they can do. They often feel incompetent, unloved, or inadequate. People who struggle with low self-esteem are constantly afraid about making mistakes or letting other people down. Having self-esteem issues can be detrimental to your health and negatively affect your personal and professional relationships. The troubles you may be having in your career or on your job may be to you feeling like you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you don't have what it takes, when actually you do. There are many reasons why people have low self-esteem. It could even be connected in your genes. Your mother may have dealt with low self-esteem. Your grandmother may have dealt with it. Your father or your grandfather. As I said before, how you grew up or life circumstances. A major factor of low self-esteem, however, comes from your own mental state. Your inner voice or the thoughts in your head can be constantly telling you that you are not good enough or you're not worthy, even if there is evidence to the contrary. Negative thinking in general is linked to low self-esteem. Negative thinking. You could call it stinking thinking. Have you ever been around somebody? Have you ever known someone that every time you have a conversation with them, they have something negative to say? It gets to the point, there are times that you don't want to answer their text messages, you don't want to answer the phone call because you know they're going to say something negative. I know people like that. I've been there. You may have coworkers that are negative, your boss that is negative. And you're saying to me right now, I hear you talking, well, Alicia, I can't disconnect from that individual. It's my parent. It's my sibling. It's my coworker. How do you deal with people that always put negative energy into your space? It is up to you to control your personal space, to communicate clearly, to have constructive conversations that I don't have a problem with you as a person, but I have a problem with every time we spend time together, every time I talk to you, negative things come out of your mouth. You don't have to be happy all the time. You don't have to walk around singing happy songs all the time. But what you can do is monitor the negative things that come out of your mouth. Because when you are negative, it affects me. You can be honest, be vulnerable, and share. I'm an individual that I'm working on my self-worth every day. And when I talk to you, instead of feeling better about myself, I feel worse. I want you in my life, but you have to change this area so that you and I can continue to have your relationship. And I definitely need to tell you that if you are dating someone that makes you feel worse instead of better about yourself, you need to evaluate that relationship quick, fast, in a hurry. Find out, why am I with this person? What is it that they bring into my life? Relationships are mutual. What positive things do I bring into their life? What positive things do they bring into my life? Every relationship, you're going to have things you have to work on. Remember, she words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. As a wife and being married, I agree with, remember the movie Tyler Perry had? He had a part 1, 2, and 3, I believe. Why Did I Get Married? And in that movie, they talked about the 80-20 rule. There's going to be 80% of the things that you love about your relationship and 20% that you can't stand or you don't like, you dislike, you have a problem with. You have to focus on that 80% that is positive and understand that that 20% is going to exist, but I'm not going to let it dominate how I feel about this person or the amount of time I spend with this person, or am I going to be faithful to this person? Am I going to be committed to the relationship? Yes, you are. Because there's 80% of this individual, 80% of this relationship that you love, that works well for you. So you stay committed to the relationship. So remember, your self-esteem is about a mental state, your inner voice. If you're a Christian, we believe that inner voice, the Holy Spirit, talks to us, helps us to make the right decision. Your conscience. You hear yourself. I say it all the time. I talk to myself. I used to didn't answer myself, but now I answer myself. And I answer myself in a positive fashion to keep myself encouraged when I'm going through a difficult situation. We're here in the She Words podcast. We have different moments. We have monumental moments. We have embraced the exceptional. And we have She Word warriors. So for today's monumental moment, I am going to entitle it Jeremiah's Way. I talk about my son all the time, our son, my husband and I. Jeremiah David Ramsey is 20 years old. And Jeremiah is a miracle. He is a blessing. And he has taught me so many things about life. He's taught us how to celebrate the small things. If you listen to the first episode of She Words podcast, is called Live List or Bucket List. I talk a lot about Jeremiah in that podcast, but I wanted to share this monumental moment that When doctors told me they didn't know if he would live, if he would walk, if he would talk, if he would ever be able to feed himself. And 2 weeks ago, he started volunteering at the Goodwill. Now, the Goodwill is a store, it's an organization, and they really focus on helping people with developmental disabilities, with challenges, adults that may not be able to work in the workforce without assistance. The Goodwill has created an environment to support individuals like our son Jeremiah. And our monumental moment in the Ramsey household and people in our village was breathtaking. There are so many amazing people that connect with me on social media, on my personal page and on the She Words page, and they put in so many wonderful comments about this is a blessing. We're so happy for Jeremiah. He looks so excited. He's transitioning into a new season in his life. And that was a monumental moment for our family. There are going to be times when it looks like it's not possible. If you have a child with special needs, if you have a child that is autistic, has cerebral palsy, epilepsy, you know, ADHD, oppositional defiant disorder, there's so many different disorders out there, diseases, brain defects, Down syndrome. There are times when you look, are they going to be able to accomplish things? Are they going to be able to be self-sufficient? I always had the goal. I wanted Jeremiah to be able to articulate his wants and his needs. I wanted him to be able to put his clothes on, to be able to feed himself. And when I look at his life as a Christian, I see exceedingly and beyond all that I can think or imagine. God has done so many amazing things in his life. And it was through prayer, patience, therapy, structure. It's coming to pass. So the monumental moment is a shout out to Jeremiah David Ramsey. Congratulations, son. You're turning into a working man. And we are so proud of you as a family. In this She Words podcast, we are talking about self-esteem. This is a part two. How do I work on my self-esteem? How do I know if I have a low self-esteem? Well, if you have a low self-esteem, if you are hostile, if you're dealing with excessive preoccupation with personal problems, if you show physical symptoms like alcohol abuse, unhealthy habits like drug use, you may have low self-esteem. I told you in the first episode what you could do in order to help your self-esteem. And I'm going to reiterate those things before I close out today. But I want you to make sure that you understand it is important for you to love yourself. To love yourself. And to love yourself doesn't mean you always feel good about yourself. But to love yourself means you take care of yourself. You invest in yourself. You know your self-worth. You spend time on yourself. You spend money on yourself. You rest properly. You take care of your physical body. You try your best to eat right. Practice good hygiene. You make sure you look your best when you leave the house. You nourish yourself. You feed yourself. And more than just eating food, you feed yourself by reading good books, by listening to good books, by listening to powerful authors and speakers and teachers, getting your education, learning a trade, getting certified in different areas, meditating. All of these things help you to love yourself. And they're signs to others that you love yourself. And you model the way for your children. And you teach them by example how to love themselves. It's difficult for you to get on your teenager about self-help and self-care when you don't take care of yourself. You don't go to the dentist. You don't go to your doctor's appointments. You don't like to wash your hair. But yet, you're raising children in your home. And you have to lead by example. I say this all the time. Let me put it in this fashion. When you were growing up, you may have had parents that told you what to do, what to do, what to do, how to do it, how to do it. But then you would look and they weren't doing those things. It is up to you to not only tell them to do these things, but for you to model those same things in their life. That is very, very, very important. I can't say that enough for you as a parent or someone that may be raising children. Love yourself. Show others that you love yourself. Do not kill yourself physically, mentally, spiritually. Do not damage your soul. Remember, your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. Do not damage your soul by excessive work. Working all the time. You can't work all the time. You got to take a break. God took a break. He rested on the seventh day. You got to rest. Be careful what you put in your body. Don't take unnecessary risks. Do things that you know put your self-care at the forefront. That's not being selfish. That's being purposeful in loving yourself, liking yourself, and continuing to nurture a healthy self-esteem. This has been a great conversation. I'm enjoying talking to you today about your self-esteem. If you are a man, understand, you have to take care of your self-esteem too. It's not just an issue that women have. Men have it too. If you're in a relationship, and you're saying that, you know, I have a high self-esteem, but my partner does not have a high self-esteem. What kind of things can I do to help? Well, one of the things you can do in that relationship is understand that other person's love language. The five love languages were created by American marriage counselor and author Gary Chapman, whose 1992 book, The Five Love Languages, became a global bestseller with more than 11 million copies sold. In the book, he outlines the five main ways people give and receive love. Words of affirmation is number one. Physical touch is number two. Quality time is number three. Acts of service is number four. And receiving gifts is number five. So if you're in a relationship and you want to maintain a high level of self-esteem, you don't want to see that relationship cause your self-esteem to suffer, make sure you communicate how you like to show and receive love. And the other individual needs to do the same. Words of affirmation means showing love by using kind, encouraging, and positive words, like saying, I love you. They need to hear it. Your kids need to hear it. Your spouse needs to hear it. Your parents need to hear it. People need to know that you love them. Giving compliments. You look beautiful. Or I'm proud of you. Male and female. Men need to hear it. Women need to hear it. The physical touch. It doesn't always mean sexual contact. It simply means showing you love somebody by hugging or holding hands or thoughtfully touching their arm or their back. I'm very intentional about showing physical touch to people in the appropriate way so they know that I care about them, that I'm listening to them, that I love them. Young people need to receive that so they don't go looking for it in the wrong places. Quality time, really being there for the other person, giving them your undivided attention. Put the phone away, put the phone away, put the phone away. So many people are addicted to their phone. I see why you suffer from low self-esteem, because you put all your time, your attention into what is on your phone. That's not healthy. Be free from distractions with the people you love. Turn the TV off. Quality time can mean having meaningful conversations or just sitting quietly with one another. I love quiet time. I love when I can just sit there with somebody I love, sit there with my husband, sit there with my children. We don't have to be saying anything, but we're just next to each other. I love that. Acts of service, this is all about lending a helping hand, whether that's picking up the kids, you know, if it's not usually your responsibility, if your partner is busy, or even something small like, you know, washing the dishes without being told, or washing the clothes without being told, washing their car for them, all those different things. And the last one, receiving gifts. Who doesn't like a good gift? We're getting ready to come on the holiday season. Christmas is coming. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. I'm big on gifts from the heart. Cards. I love cards. I love letters. You know, you may pick up their favorite chocolate. You can still buy people flowers. There's so many ways that you can show loving messages. It is our responsibility to care for ourselves and show other people how to care for us. It helps to maintain your self-esteem. I'm going to date someone that knows how to lift me up, not tear me down. I'm sharing with you what my love languages are. And in our dating relationship, if I see that you are not adhering to the things that we talked about, I need to evaluate, should I be with this person or not? In a marriage counseling, when you immediately see those signs that you're drifting apart or quote unquote falling out of love, do something about it. Have the conversations. Take a class together. Get the support and the help that you need. You are valuable. You're an individual that has a purpose and a plan in this world, and it needs to manifest. So that's why your self-esteem needs to be healthy, and it needs to be the way God created it. Well, I'm so glad you joined me for this She Words podcast. Remember, go back and binge listen to season one. There's so many amazing topics that we talked about. As I told you before, we're going to have special guests throughout our time together in season two. I look forward to connecting with you on AlishaRamsey.com. You are important. You are valuable. It is important that you take care of yourself. It is vital. that you spend time doing self-help exercises, whatever it takes, so you can live the best quality of life. I look forward to connecting with you. Have an amazing day. I hope you enjoyed the She Works podcast. Again, my name is Alicia Ramsey, and we want to stay connected to you. If you want to find out more about the She Works podcast, look me up, AliciaRamsey.com. And remember, you are beautiful, you are valuable, and you are loved. God loves you, and I'm thankful for you. Thank you so much for sharing and supporting She Works.